This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Saturday, May 3rd, 2014. You go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. On April 25th, Wyndham Town Supervisor Stacy Post told Daily Mail reporter Michael Ryan, according to his story in the paper, that she would no longer give out any written information and that folks who want to know what the town is doing must now make a Freedom of Information Law request, Ryan writes. Quote, "The blanket thrown over the media in Wyndham is unprecedented," unquote, without providing any proof of that statement. He also wrote, quote, "The sweeping dictate comes amid escalating tensions in local government following the March 21st execution of a search warrant by state police, who were authorized to search the town hall and Post residence. Bureau of Criminal Investigation agents seized the computer from Post's desk at the municipal building," unquote. Green County District Attorney Charles Buca says there is, quote, "an open investigation into potential criminal offenses," unquote, in Ryan's story. In her campaign literature, Post stated, among other goals, that, quote, "I would like to have a current and dynamic webpage for the town of Wyndham, one that will advise the public of scheduled board meetings and share with the public the minutes from the last meeting. I wish to bring more transparency to our local government and stop handling things and making decisions behind closed doors," unquote. Instead, the Wyndham Town website still says Stephen Walker, the previous superintendent, is still in charge and does not include anything about how to file a FOIL request. New York's Committee on Open Government has extensive information about filing Freedom of Information Law requests, including sample letters, sample email requests, and details about the law. The FOIL process requires the submission of a written request to the town's FOIL officer. The records or FOIL officer for the town must respond, quote, "within 5 business days of the receipt of a written request for a record reasonably described," unquote, according to the New York State Department of State Committee on Open Government. Towns, quote, "shall make such records available to the person requesting it, deny such request in writing, or furnish a written acknowledgement of the receipt of such request and a statement of the approximate date. When such request shall be granted or denied, if circumstances prevent disclosure to the person requesting the record or records within 20 business days, the agency shall state in writing both the reason for the inability to grant the request within 20 business days and a date certain within a reasonable period, depending on the circumstances, when the request will be granted in whole or in part," unquote, according to the Committee on Open Government. Quote, "The town supervisor is not an emperor," unquote, Committee on Open Government Executive Director Robert Friedman told the Daily Mail. Quote, "The town clerk, by law, is the custodian of all town records. If the town supervisor has a document in her hand involving town business, it belongs to the town clerk. If the town supervisor wants to take over records management and be the FOIL officer, let them run for town clerk. The supervisor doesn't make the rules. The town board makes the rules. The supervisor is 1 out of 5. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts scattered showers on Sunday, with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 58 and a low around 41. Monday there's a 20% chance of showers before noon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 60 and a low around 36. Tuesday, sunny and a high near 59. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.